Today's digest for June 6, 2026. 9 stories today. We open with the NSA, reportedly putting Anthropic's frontier cyber model to work, then OpenAI's pitch for federal AI rules, and 2 huge moves in compute and talent. From there, a run of security news, a password manager breach, a whistleblower's claims against IBM, and what heavy chatbot use may be doing to our focus. We finish in the workshop with 2 fresh tools for developers. Here's the rundown. We start with a striking report about how a frontier AI model is being put to use inside the US government. According to Financial Times reporting, cited by TechCrunch, the National Security Agency has brought in around 6 Anthropic engineers to help it operate Mythos, a model Anthropic describes as a frontier cybersecurity system. It's unclear whether those engineers or the model itself are actively involved in hacking operations. What makes this notable is the history. The Defense Department had earlier restricted Anthropic technology after labeling the company a supply chain risk, a move that followed Anthropic's refusal to allow its models to be used for mass domestic surveillance or autonomous weapons. Anthropic has kept Mythos tightly limited, warning that a system good at finding software flaws could just as easily help attackers exploit them. Both the agency and the company declined to comment. Next up, OpenAI has put forward its own blueprint for how Washington should govern the most powerful AI systems. The plan would route safety oversight through a strengthened federal AI office rather than the NSA, and would require mandatory testing for severe risks, transparency, independent audits, and real penalties for companies that fall short. It would also base national standards on recent state laws, including California's Senate Bill 53, while overriding other state safety rules. Writing at Don't Worry About the Vase, the analyst Zvi Moshawitz credits the document's ambition, but flags 5 soft spots, chief among them whether the enforcement has any teeth, and whether that broad override quietly blocks states from acting on their own later. His worry is a familiar one. Meaningful accountability is easy to promise and easy to water down once the politics start. Moving to the economics behind all this AI, Google has agreed to pay SpaceX about $920 million a month from this October through the middle of 2029 for access to roughly 110,000 NVIDIA graphics chips, along with processors, memory, and supporting gear. The arrangement mirrors a deal SpaceX struck with Anthropic back in May, though Google gets about half the capacity. Google framed it as a short-term move to meet unexpected demand for its Gemini Enterprise Agent platform, even as the company plows something like $180 billion into capital spending this year. Either side can walk away after the end of this year with 90 days' notice, and the timing is no accident. It lands just ahead of SpaceX's expected public offering, which is reportedly targeting a raise of $75 billion. Also today, a notable departure at the top of the tech world. Reid Hoffman is stepping down from Microsoft's board after a decade to focus on Manus, an AI drug discovery startup he co-founded and now chairs. Manus raised more than $50 million in seed funding last year and is led by Siddhartha Mukherjee, the Pulitzer Prize-winning physician and author. Hoffman said he wants to get back to, in his words, founder mode, as the company chases what it calls Move 37 AI, systems meant to outdo human creativity in the chemistry of cancer treatment. He left OpenAI's board in 2023 over conflicts of interest and joined Microsoft's board around the time it acquired LinkedIn. The throughline is a bet that AI can do original science, not just summarize it. On to security, where the password manager Dashlane disclosed a breach it caught on May 31st. Attackers ran an automated brute force campaign against the company's device registration system, trying to mint valid login tokens, and on fewer than 20 personal accounts they succeeded. They registered new devices and downloaded copies of the encrypted password vaults. Those vaults are still encrypted, and an attacker would need each user's master password to open them, but a stolen vault can be cracked offline at leisure if that master password is weak. Dashlane says it has added new protections and extra verification on device registration and found no sign its internal systems were compromised. The hard lesson is the one the 2022 LastPass breach already taught. A stolen vault is a patient threat, and a strong master password is what stands between encrypted and exposed. Next, a newly unsealed lawsuit is putting one of tech's biggest names on the defensive. William Barlow, a former IBM vice president of threat intelligence, alleges in a complaint filed in 2020 and unsealed this June that the company concealed multiple breaches by Chinese state-linked hackers and failed to notify regulators or the public. According to the filing, IBM's core network was compromised between 2013 and 2016 by a group known as APT-10, and an internal investigation later found nearly 400 compromised accounts and around 200 systems across every business unit in 18 countries. IBM says it followed the letter of the law and notes the Justice Department declined to take up the case. First reported by Bloomberg, the claims are a reminder that even the firms selling security can quietly be victims of it. Now a story about what all this AI might be doing to us. Gloria Mark, a psychologist at the University of California, Irvine, who studies attention, argues that our focus has been eroding for years, alongside rising stress and weaker performance, and she suspects AI assistants are speeding that up. Her concern is what she calls deferring our cognitive work to the machine. When a chatbot drafts, summarizes, and decides for us, the mental muscles for critical thinking, and even emotional intelligence may get less exercise. She is careful to frame this as her analysis rather than a settled finding, and the reporting notes she doesn't attach hard numbers to it, but she ends on an encouraging note. The effect isn't a one-way street, and people can rebuild those habits by being deliberate about when they reach for the tool and when they don't. Into the workshop now, with a tool aimed at a problem the AI boom created, how do you safely run code you don't trust? The developer Simon Willison has released an early version of a package that lets a Python program execute untrusted code inside a tight sandbox. By compiling a lightweight version of Python down to WebAssembly, it can cap how much memory and processor time the guest code uses, control its access to files and the network, and expose only the capabilities the host chooses to allow, all from a binary just a few hundred kilobytes in size. Willison calls it experimental and says he wouldn't run it in production without a security review, though he did dare several large language models to escape the sandbox, and so far none have. The appeal is that it leans on the browser's decade of hardening instead of reinventing isolation, which could make it a safer home for the code that AI agents increasingly write and run. And we close with a quiet win for web performance. Dries Beiterd, the developer behind the Drupal project, says a browser feature called speculation rules has changed his mind about prefetching, the practice of loading a page before you click so it feels instant. His old objection was waste. Prefetching pages a visitor never opens burns their bandwidth and battery. What won him over is that the new approach is conservative by default. The site hands the browser a set of rules about which links are safe to load early, and the browser waits until you actually start clicking or tapping before it acts. It skips the work entirely on devices in battery or data saver mode and lets developers exclude risky paths like search or log out. He didn't publish speed numbers, but his case is about restraint, a small head start for the browser without the waste, and only once you've already made the site itself light and fast. That's the rundown for June 6th, a day where the lines between AI labs, governments, and the open internet kept blurring, in the data center, in the policy fight, and in the code we choose to trust. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you tomorrow.